we are sent. And we must go forth into the current darkness and the current confusion and show the peace and the light and the promise of Jesus Christ. And there are dangers, but have we not seen His wounds? And is not the God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead still the God we serve? And is not the Holy Spirit, which led those 12 men who first changed the world, the same Spirit of God that works within us and gifts each of us so that we may work with each other? These things have not changed.
You'll want to be sure to catch the rest of Pastor Terry's message in just a moment, but first we want to say thanks for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church podcast with pastor and author Terry Bailey. This podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries in the iTunes store, where you can also subscribe to the podcast and get the weekly message sent automatically to you by clicking the subscribe button. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Terry as he preaches this week's insightful message.
And again, good morning and praise God. We've, in this whole season, although we've had a little rain and a little cold, He's given us plenty fine weather to make this kind of service possible. Lift up praise to God for that. Bill read the scripture for you this morning, and kind of at the center of it, you found Jesus saying to the apostles, to whom He was appearing now after the initial facts of the resurrection. I guess I should say this is almost kind of like part two of my sermon from last week on Resurrection Sunday, but Jesus appears to the apostles, and in the middle of that, He says to them, "Peace." And I want you to know that this is the same as many other things we've observed. When Jesus says to people, "Fear not," it's because they were afraid. And when He says to people, "Let not your hearts be troubled," it's because those hearts were already troubled. And when He says to this group, to His apostles who are still struggling with the chaos of trying to assemble this picture in which they have experienced this grief and loss, and somehow Jesus is back, and no one is quite certain what directions things may take, and many people figure that if they had disappointed Jesus in days previous, they probably are not going to have too good a reception with Him as risen Lord. And He says to them, "Peace," because they didn't have peace. Their hearts were in turmoil, and it is completely understandable. It starts by telling us that where they were hiding because they were afraid of the Jews. They had seen what happened to Jesus, and none of them wanted to be the encore performance of the crucifixion. Of course they're afraid. You can get hurt in this business. That has been made obvious. Somebody come up here and get Mike's stand before we have a disaster. There we go. Obvious that you could get hurt in this business, and Jesus shows the obvious nature of that danger by saying, "Look at these holes that the nails made in my hands. Look at this gash that the spear made in my side. See these wounds? I understand your fear. And yet you see me here now, and I am all right. and I am walking in the strength and the power and the blessing of God. And there is a promise implicit in this. Whatever happens to these men, and bad things are going to happen to them, Jesus will not be the only one whose back is striped by the lash. Jesus will not be the only one to suffer on the wrong end of a spear. He will not even be the only one to be nailed to a cross in the barbaric act of crucifixion. Bad things are going to happen to these men. But as they look at the wounds of Jesus, and they see the person of Jesus, and they receive the peace of Jesus, they know that they will be okay, whatever happens. For they are held in the nail-pierced hands. And then Jesus moves to the real nut of what it is he wants to say to these men. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. And I believe that their initial reaction was, wait, what? You're sending us. As the Father sent you into a dark and troubled world to do something about it at great personal expense and terrible risk, as God sent you like that, you're sending us. As God sent you to be the solution to people's perplexing and confusing problems, as God sent you like that, you are sending us. As God sent you to feed the hungry, to lift up the fallen, to encourage the weary, and to show compassion to the world, as God sent you in that way, you're sending us as God sent you to bear His message of the ages to a world that will at least as often as not be resistant to and hostile to that message. As God sent you in that way, so you are sending us. Us? Have you taken a good look at us? Don't you remember? Don't you remember how we fell asleep on you in the hour of your greatest need? Don't you recall that whole denial thing and the way that we ran from the garden screaming like little girls? You don't remember when we were huddled in the bottom of the boat in terror of the physical forces of this world and showing no faith in you? You don't remember when we fought amongst ourselves as to who would be the greatest? Have you forgotten the way that we wanted to send the multitude away to fend for themselves because it was just too much trouble and expense to try to do anything for them? You know all these things better than anyone, and you want to send us? Because honestly, we were presuming we were all fired. And maybe there would have been some justice in a big mass firing like that. But no, Jesus wants to send these men. And He breathes on them. And He says, receive the Holy Spirit. And in just a short time, as we proceed from the ending of the Gospel of John and into the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts of these men, they will receive God's Holy Spirit. and they will begin to operate in a different way. And this heavy burden, this weighty responsibility that Jesus placed on them of all people, they will bear well. They will not even be afraid to lay down their own lives when it is called for in horrible, torturous, barbaric ways, because they have seen the wounds of Jesus and they have been given the peace of Jesus and they understand the promise of Jesus and they know that as long as their lives are in His hands, they will be okay. And they went forth and changed the world. We too are sent. Now I know that we are not the 12 apostles, and I have some understanding of the fact, I think, that those 12 men occupy a special place in the kingdom, and I'm not looking to usurp their place. But we too are sent into a world. And we might very well have the same sorts of questions. Me? You mean me? Have you looked at me lately? But you know, there's no point rehearsing the list because Jesus is already perfectly familiar with every weak and foolish and shameful thing about us. And there's no point complaining that it's too dangerous. Have we not seen His wounds? Do we not know that God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead is still God? And that His promises to us are still secure? And there's no point fretting that the job is just too hard, too big for our limited capabilities. Is not the same Holy Spirit still active in the world? And will He not bring to us what we need to change our world? To go forth and feed both the physically and the spiritually hungry, to shine as lights in this present darkness, to bring His peace into the midst of chaos and confusion. We too are sent, and we too can change this world in which we live. We, God's people, can change Osnaburg Township. Amen? And we as God's people can change Stark County. Amen? And we as the people of God can change the state of Ohio. Amen? We can change the world. We need only go as we have been sent. And I'm going to tell you that it's been a long time since I have seen an opportunity as great as the present opportunity to shine the light of Christ into a troubled world. I am not glad that the coronavirus happened. I am not glad for the sufferings and the deaths and the losses to society. I'm not glad for any of that. I'm only saying that I have not for a long time seen such an opportunity to bring the peace of Christ to a world in chaos, because it's not just Osnaburg Township or Stark County or the state of Ohio or the United States of America. This situation has the whole world in its grip. And at the end of the day, Jesus is still the answer. Amen? we are sent. And we must go forth into the current darkness and the current confusion and show the peace and the light and the promise of Jesus Christ. And there are dangers. But have we not seen His wounds? And is not the God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead still the God we serve? And is not the Holy Spirit, which led those 12 men who first changed the world, the same Spirit of God that works within us and gifts each of us so that we may work with each other? These things have not changed. Go forth, church, and change the world. If you have questions about that, how to do it in this situation, if you need encouragement more than I've already given, you come see me anytime. I'll stay 6 feet away from you. I'll wear a mask, whatever needs to be done. If you have that or any other business that you need to transact with God today, if you stand in need of salvation, if you stand in need of prayer, I'm just going to ask you in a few minutes after Bill has led us through communion, and when you leave, you will find the deacons there to collect offerings, to hand out bread. People will be there to give information for the youth online and virtual classes and things that we have mentioned. But when everybody is leaving, if you need to respond to the invitation, you just stay where you are. And when all have gone, we will come and find you. Let's pray together. Father God, make us your world-changing people. Give us the peace of our Savior and the equipping of your Spirit. And send us forth, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.